Blog Talk Radio.
Presents a Blog's Radio Show.
Hello, welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and tonight we've got a little impromptu special broadcast. We have with us tonight, we have the CEO and founder of For Pete's Sake, Take a Break. I've been struggling with this today. Take a Break from Cancer, and her name is Marcy Shankwheeler, and I know her personally. She's a wonderful person. She's also part of the show. They've been for a while. We mention them all the time. So before we start, let's just say thanks to our sponsors who are associated with the show and who we try to help out. The Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey. KWV Wines in South Africa. Cheese for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey. Syntec Productions in Oka Harbor, New Jersey. Take a Break from Cancer.org, for Pete's sake. Don't forget, Cloyson Designs in New Jersey, Think Big Picture LLC, New York, The Observer Newspaper in Kearny, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, GenieBottles.com, and H21 Hand Sanitizer. Marcy, are you on the phone? Hello? Marcy?
Joanne?
Hello? Hi. How are you?
I am here. Nice to hear your voice.
Yes, how are you? Thanks so much for joining me tonight. You know, you and I know each other, and we know each other through, for Pete's sake, Take a Break from Cancer. You guys did such an amazing thing for my family when we were going through a cancer situation, and I have to share what you do, because I think what you do is just fantastic. You want to, and think about what you guys do. But what's upcoming is the March 25th online auction to help raise funds for Pete's sake. So it's been almost 20 years it's been going on for Pete's sake?
A little over 20 years we've been going on. My first husband, Pete, passed away in 1999. Mm-hmm. So this was really his brainchild, and it was his vision and really his dream to be able to help other families who are going through cancer, and struggling emotionally, psychosocially, spiritually, and give them the gift of respite. So here we are, helping many, many families a year reconnect, rejuvenate, and refresh. So it's a great gift.
And that's exactly what it does. That's exactly what it does. And I'm curious. I don't know if I asked you this way back when we met, but did he have this in mind before he got cancer or during?
During. So.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So he was diagnosed, and our friends and family hosted a beef and beer, and raised some funds. And, Pete said, let's take this time to go away, and it really became our respite. And I don't think I realized it, how much I needed it, until I was there. And then when I came back, I had such an appreciation for it. So it was really, our special time. And then it was really his vision. Before he died, he put this all kind of in play to really share this with other families.
Right, and I think it's beautiful that you're carrying it on. I mean, it's just amazing that you do that. And for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, the respite is basically, I don't want to say a free vacation, but it's a week where you bond with your family and forget about well, try to forget to as much degree as possible that you're going through what you're going through. And bonding, like you said, bonding with the family and just being together as a family and forgetting everything. And that was my experience.
Yeah.
That was my experience.
Right?
Yeah.
Everybody has a different experience. And, you know, and you know, you have some belly laughter. You might have some tears. You might have some quiet and peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you unplug. You know, and you just recognize that, you know, what cancer can come into your life, but it doesn't have to define how your family lives.
Exactly.
And that's, you know, that's a gift.
Yeah. Yeah. So, now how do you go about picking the families that, get to go on a respite and the locations where they go?
Well,
and how do they become a part of it to be considered for a respite situation?
Well, you know, our qualifications really are outlined very well on our website, and we actually have some really tight ones because we are not able to help everyone. So, unfortunately, we have limited resources, but we do have some tight qualifications. And you have to be nominated by a member of your oncology team.
Mm-hmm.
So we really work with local oncology teams to help identify those that would be able to best benefit from that. Now, during the pandemic, when the pandemic happened, we quickly transitioned to only providing respites with a partner at Woodlock Resorts. And that has really been helpful because they have a very safe protocol that they've been following. And then we also transitioned to a second respite program, which is a staycation respite program, where we try to bring the benefits of respite into one's home. And that is directed more to advanced stage cancer patients who are not going to be able to travel, but do need some emotional, you know, and psychosocial health resources. So the staycation respite goes right to their home. And, you know, it really has the same benefits as the travel program. So that was a really big pivot for us, but it's done. And now we get great feedback on it.
It's just amazing what you guys do. It really is. And all the experiences you mentioned, that's what I had. Everything, you know, our whole family had, and it was just beautiful and needed. It was much needed. So, you know, you guys are always doing fundraising, and you know what, folks, they can't do it without us. They need our help. So, but right now you've got this great fundraiser coming up, but tell everybody about it.
Well, you know, we always had in-person events, and as you know, we're unable to do so. So, you know, we put our thinking cap on, and we said, we bring respite to families facing cancer. You know, let's bring a little bit of respite into everyday families. You know, during this time, a lot of families feel isolated, they feel alone, and that's similar to the way that, you know, what respite does for cancer patients. So, you know, we thought, let's try to do a virtual experience that's a little over an hour long, but the experience itself is an hour. We have a pre and post show. So on Thursday night at 7:00, we are going to be airing the first ever For Pete's Sake virtual experience, which really is a time for you know, families to sit together, to be inspired, to be entertained, you know, and ultimately our theme is be lifted up in love, you know, and that's ultimately what we do. And we hope that families walk away lifted up in love.
And it's free to attend.
Yes, it's free to attend. It costs nothing to register. You know, now we will ask for, you know, if someone is so inspired to be able to support our mission, it's going to be very easy to do so either on the website itself or a Venmo. And this is our only fundraiser. So we have a large matching gift of $100,000 that, we hope to be able to meet that night. And, you know, we also have a related auction. If you go on to lovefps.org, you will also see the auction there with some fun things to bid on. You know, but ultimately, you know, it's been a team effort, and we're really excited to, you know, entertain and inspire people.
Now, when you say it's virtual, is it at one location and it's virtual to us, or is it virtual from all the entertainers' locations being beamed out to us?
It's all virtual. So you actually go onto lovefps.org to mm-hmm. watch the event itself, mm-hmm. and then it's produced, you know, collectively. So it really will be phenomenal evening. I think everyone will, you know, thoroughly enjoy it. One of the aspects too that's really neat is we actually have a pre and a post show that is made up of, you know, local entertainment from high schools and then some individuals who submitted some performances. So, you know, turn the television on, smart TV, go to lovefps.org or your computer or your phone or your iPod.
Mm-hmm.
Tune in at around 6:30. You'll hear the phenomenal, you know, pre-show, and then there's a post-show. So
right,
it will be remarkable.
So I was looking at the website. The show is the 25th, but the auction opens the 26th. Am I wrong?
The auction is open now, actually. So you can actually bid on items now, and it will close on the 26th. So
okay, this says open the 26th and close at the 26th.
Yeah, it's open. It's actually open now.
Cool.
So
great.
You can go right on there and start bidding now. And we have a great lineup. Julie Chen Moonves mm-hmm. is the host of the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she always has a bright smile. So, you know, having her as part of it, and then we have some great, you know, entertainment lined up, and we have some great shout outs from different celebrities. I like to look at it this way. Nashville meets Hollywood meets Broadway meets Philadelphia, all for families facing cancer. I mean, that's really what it is. Coming together as a community, being set up in love, and, you know, making a difference.
Now, Julie Chen Moonves, she is the MC. So I love her, by the way. We're big fans of hers. We've been watching Big Brother since its inception. And so we're fans of hers in my house. But now Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, Fran Drescher, and Maria Bello, how did they get involved, and what will they be doing in the show?
They will be doing some shout-outs about some of the families that we've helped, and also some hopeful messages. And we became acquainted with them just through different networks that For Pete's Sake has been involved in, and where our mission has touched. You know, I think this is ultimately what we recognize, right? Cancer doesn't know boundaries. And all of us have been touched in some way, shape, or form by that disease. So, you know, people are willing to help, and people are, you know, are, especially this time, you know, are focused and welcome the opportunity to bring hope into, mm-hmm. you know, families' lives.
Right. Well, that's what I said, with the pandemic going on first. I mean, everybody's going, having a tough time as it is. Imagine throwing cancer into the mix, and imagine what they're going through, you know. So the respite is perfect for people that need it. And the entertainment is just top class. You got Darius Rucker, Dierks Bentley, John Party. I mean, wow. What a lineup.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what I said. We got our Nashville people so willing to give of their time. You know, and it's first, these are never seen before performances. You know, that are directly, you know, related to our mission. So, like, that to me is absolutely incredible. And then, you know, you have your Broadway. So you have, you know, Maddie Gonzalez, you have Yu Pinheiro, who ironically went to the same high school as Pete. So, you know, it all comes together. And Laura Osnes. And then we actually have, you know, half the people that we helped that travel with For Pete's Sake are children. So we actually have the PS22 chorus from Staten Island that's going to be performing, you know, an original. So it's
nice.
It's going to be a phenomenal lineup. And then listen, the showcase of the entire night are our For Pete's Sake families. Right. And that's the beauty of it, being able to share, you know, how they've overcome, you know, adversity and the challenges that they have had. We have a special performance from, two children of a family that traveled. So we have some surprises. And listen, it's going to make you laugh and cry, you know, all in one breath. So, like, that's going to be the evening.
Right. And, you know, guys, get out there. Go check out the online auction. It's the bids are starting at $25. There's stuff there starting at $25, still at $25. So, I mean, get on in. We're looking at the Cayman Islands. I think the bid will be made tonight when somebody comes home from work. We're making a bid on the Cayman Islands. So, I'll be waiting for her. No, she's working tonight. Darlene's working tonight. So when she comes, probably tomorrow, she'll probably bid. She says she wants to bid on the Cayman Islands. So and for them, see, I know, right? I said, you know, I can't travel, right? To go to the actual auction, it's at lovefps.org or for Pete's sake, .com.
You can go to lovefps.org and you'll see the auction there. And there's also a link from the organization's website is takeabreakfromcancer.org. But we're pretty much driving everyone to lovefps.org because that's where the event will be streaming from. So lovefps.org is the right place to go, especially when you want to tune in, you know, on Thursday evening.
Right, right. Well, I'm definitely going to be tuning in, that's for sure. And, you know, we'll be bidding as well. So I'm trying to get to, I had the prizes up earlier. I wanted to just mention a few of them to let people know. I mean, there's so many things here. There's there's trips to overnight to Philadelphia. There's some Disney stuff here. There's jewelry. Oh, you got woodlock up here. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know woodlock was here. I'm surprised you didn't bid on that.
Yes, we have woodlock. I mean, woodlock's been a great partner. You know, this evening, we actually have six families at woodlock on respite.
Wow.
So it's a special night because there's actually families, you know, getting to enjoy the peace that woodlock can bring. So,
it is.
Yeah,
and we're talking about woodlock in what's the full name, Marcy? I forget.
Woodlock Resort. Yeah,
and it is nice, folks. I've been there. It's nice and so relaxing, yet so much fun at the same time. There's so many activities. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable what they have there. I mean, there's some handbags here. There's wine gift baskets. I mean, there's autographed sports memorabilia. I mean, you've got everything here under the nice cameras package set from Canon. I mean, unbelievable. Such great prizes for folks to bid on. And again, like I said, some of them are starting at $25 still. I mean, I'm looking at this. This is still at $25. I mean, if you're missing your tricky trays, folks, this is the next best stop for you. So I know a lot of people, and I know I'm missing the tricky trays. We normally would have had one in January for a fundraiser in town for the kids. And when I saw the auction, I said, God, I got to let everybody know about it because it's a great prize. It's for a great cause. It really is. And again, for those of you who don't know, you know, cancer is just not the person who has it. It affects the whole family. It really does. And this week away with the family is just something you honor and cherish and will never forget. And it's the God's honest truth. And I can't thank you enough for everything that you did for my family.
Well, that's a gift of being able to help families where they're at and make lasting memories that really sustain them through the rest of their journey. So we are privileged and humbled to help you and Darlene and the kids. And, you know, we look forward to helping, you know, hundreds more families in the future.
Yes. Well, folks, let's help them help more families. Go to lovefps.org for Pete's sake, cancer. You know, I had the hardest time doing my promo. I just couldn't get it out. It was so hard. I can't tell. Marcy, when I tell you I had such a hard time, I'm like, for Pete's sake, take a break from kids. For some reason, I just kept stumbling over it. It took me like 20 times to get that.
Well, that's why Love FPS is so easy. LoveFPS.org is so easy.
Now, lovefps.org, that's F as in four, P as in Pete, S as in sake. Lovefps.org, lovefor Pete's sake.org, there you go. Oh, my goodness. So how are you? Everything's good?
Yeah, so we're doing good. We're just going to keep moving forward. I think that's the most important thing in really kind of coming out. You know, ascertaining how we can come out stronger and better from this pandemic, and be able to expand our mission to help more and more families. And there's very few nonprofits that really focus on the emotional health.
Mm-hmm.
And we are the singular nonprofit that focuses on respite that goes across all the different cancer platforms. So, whether it's breast cancer or brain or, a GI cancer or lymphoma, leukemia, we really don't necessarily focus on the cancer type as opposed to, the family unit to be able to help.
Right, right. And not only do you have a wonderful experience with your respite, wherever you may wind up going at the time, if you are selected to be a recipient, but you get to meet and speak with Marcy. And she is one of the nicest, sweetest people I have ever met. And I'm so glad that I did meet her. And I'm so glad our paths crossed. And Marcy, if there is anything you ever need, please do not hesitate to let me know. I'm more than happy to let everybody know about what's going on. If you need to bring attention to something, don't hesitate, please. I have no problem letting everybody know what's going on because, hey, we got to help. There is good in the world, and people need help, and together we can do it all together. So, and the fact that you were able to still keep it going during COVID, even though it wasn't tripped per se, but, for Pete's sake, was still carrying on and still helping families. So that it's just amazing what you do, and I love you for it.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your kind words, and let's continue, changing lives.
Yes. Well, everybody, the bidding is open now. It closes on Friday, the 26th. What time? I think 10 p.m.?
At 10 o'clock, yes. That's when the bidding ends.
10 o'clock, 10 p.m. Eastern, it closes. Go check it out. Some great prizes for a great cause, folks. And get your tricky tray itch out of you, your gambling itch out of you, whatever you want to do if you've been stuck in the house, and go to lovefps.org. Check out the great prizes, and you are not only going to win a fabulous prize for you, but you are giving an amazing gift and prize to a family who needs it. So, Marcy, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add or anything else going on with for Pete's sake?
No, just thank you for your support. And, tell Darlene I said hello and the boys. And, look forward to quote unquote, seeing you on Thursday night as we all watch.
Yes,
so.
Yes, we will definitely be tuning in. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Marcy, thank you so much. Everybody, Marcy Shankwheeler from For Pete's Sake, Take a Break from Cancer.org. Marcy, thank you so much. Good luck. I hope you guys do really well, and we will stay in touch, and thank you so much.
Okay, take care, Joanne. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Marcy, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you. For Pete's Sake is... they have been, ever since my experience for what they've done for my family when we were going through a bad time when my spouse had cancer, and we were selected. And like I said, not only was the trip phenomenal, and it didn't matter where we went, it was just a matter of being away and not having to think about anything. Everything was taken care of for us, the meals, the entertainment, everything. And we wound up at the Woodlock Resort in a wonderful place, It's in Pennsylvania. And and during COVID, as Marcy said, they are very, very cautious, especially knowing they have cancer patients there too. They're very, very cautious with how to stay within the guidelines of staying safe. But a wonderful, wonderful place, and beautiful pools, beautiful huge lake, and so many activities and a lot of fun. But yeah, they can't do it without us, so they need help. So, you know, anything people can do, not only for Pete's sake, but for all charities right now, if you can help, help. I know everybody's going through a tough time, but, you know, if we can do something, do it. It doesn't even have to be a monetary thing. If you could just help somebody in some way, shape, or form, just be kind to people, and life would be good again. Let's be happy. Everybody should be happy. The weather's changing. It's gorgeous. And that should help a lot. That should have picked up some spirits. So let's hope life is getting back to normal. And let's all help out, for Pete's sake. Take a break from cancer. And go check out the online auction. It's up right now at lovefps.org. Great prizes. I know you're going to love them. Like I said, there is one to Cayman Islands that my spouse is eyeing. So not that I will be going, I'm sure, but I hate travel. I don't like to go out of the country, and I'm just not up for it, to be quite honest. Where there's a will, there's a way, right? So I can't thank Marcy enough for joining us. Marcy Shankwheeler, CEO and founder, along with her husband Pete, who unfortunately succumbed to cancer, and had this idea of taking families on a respite and just trying to forget it all when you're going through so much. So and she's carried it on for 20 years. My God, amazing. And to continue doing it through COVID is even more so. So thank you again, Marcy Shankwheeler. And go to lovefps.org. Go place a bid. Have some fun. Enjoy the great entertainment. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I hope everybody can check it out and have a great time. And it is free to see the show. So yeah, and I appreciate Marcy for doing this last minute as well, so that we can let people know what's going on. And Cho, on Wednesday, Alyssa Panitz is going to be with us on the 24th at 8 p.m. Eastern. I love her. She's so sweet. She's going to kill me. We haven't spoken since we kind of set up the booking for the show. It's just that I've been talking to so many others, so it's hard to have conversations with everybody constantly, but I do my best. I do. Yeah, so she is a divorce journalist and author, and if you're considering divorce, going through a divorce, she's here, and she has some questions, answers for your questions, and can help you out. So feel free to listen in, give a call, ask a question. It's up to you. So we're going to say goodnight. Good luck for Pete's sake. Take a break from this is such a tongue twister for me today. For Pete's sake, take a break from cancer. You can either go to For Pete's Sake, Take a Break from Cancer.org or lovefps.org. That's F as in Frank, P as in Peter, S as in Sam. lovefps.org. Go place a bid. Check out the prizes. Have fun. You're doing it to help people, to make them have fun. So enjoy. Thank you again, Marcy Shankwheeler from For Pete's Sake, Take a Break from Cancer.org. Go check out the online auction. It's open now. It's officially, the show is March 25th at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's all virtually online at lovefps.org. And bidding ends on Friday the 26th at 10 p.m. Eastern. So in that note, be kind, take care, bye-bye, thank you for listening, good night.